Your Press TV News in brief. Scuffles erupt between supporters and opponents of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump in and outside his planned speech venue in the U.S. city of Chicago. Security forces intervened to disperse clashing demonstrators. Controversial Republican frontrunner's speech was called off as a result. Israeli warplanes have bombed several areas across the besieged Gaza Strip. Initial reports say a 10-year-old boy was killed and several others injured in the strikes. Israeli officials say the air raids were in response to several rockets fired from Gaza late Friday. Turkish police have fired tear gas to disperse protesters, marking the second death anniversary of a teenager who fell victim to the government's crackdown on dissent. Security forces arrested a number of demonstrators. His death in 2014 led to days of demonstrations throughout Turkey. Protesters in Bahrain staged nationwide rallies renewing calls for the release of all political prisoners. Protesters shouted slogans against the Al-Khalifa regime and voiced solidarity with detained political activists. Manama has been cracking down on dissent since the beginning of a popular uprising back in 2011. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has called for elections in the country in 18 months ahead of peace talks between Syria's warring sides. He said the negotiations, which kick off on Monday, start the countdown to both presidential and parliamentary elections under UN observation. Iraqi mourners in the northern province of Kirkuk laid to rest the body of a 3-year-old girl who succumbed to her injuries in a Daesh chemical attack. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi condemned the terrorist chemical attack as, quote, gross crime and aggression against humanity. Iraqi Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Ja'afari harshly criticized some Arab states for banning the resistance groups that are fighting terror groups in the region as terrorists. And his swipe came during an Arab League meeting in Cairo, where the majority of participants declared Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, a terrorist organization. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Powers voiced concern over Iran's recent missile launches, describing the move as provocative. The Powers asked the U.N. Security Council to discuss the issue during a meeting on Monday. Iran says the development of its missiles is in line with the boosting the country's defense capabilities.